Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Let's get to one of our favorites on the line now, NBA Odyssey NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. You can give him a follow on Twitter at McDNBA. He's a former front office executive for the Celtics and the Suns. Ryan, thanks as always for the time, man. The NBA draft is tonight. Walk me behind the scenes of your time as an executive. What is this day like? What are you going through at 8 o'clock in the morning? What is the day of the draft feel like for an NBA GM?
Well, good morning, guys. Always great to be on with you. Draft day is an exciting time. The adrenaline's flowing. Frankly, at this time, you're exhausted because it's a long process going through not only scouting these guys all over the world for the entire year, but then in the pre-draft process, you've had the team workouts in your market. You've had the agent-sponsored workouts all over the country. You've watched the players on film. You've interviewed them at the combine. You've gathered medical information. So it all culminates tonight. So you're excited, and the adrenaline's flowing, but there's still a lot of work to do. At this point, as we're about 9 or so hours before the draft gets started, you're doing your final checks as far as making sure you have all the medical information you need so your team doctors and trainers are comfortable with the players you may draft. You're also making sure that you have all the intel you need. Are you comfortable with the people that you may be drafting, the person you may be drafting? Because keep in mind, this is a big commitment, especially in the first round. You're hoping the guy's on your roster at least 4 or 5 years or ideally a lot longer than that. So and then the final thing you do, guys, once you set your board and once you're comfortable with the information, is you really work the phones, you see what other teams are doing, and you see what trade possibilities are out there. So there's a lot going on. It's an exciting time. It's why you do the work all year. And I think more than anything, most of the executives that I've talked to, if we've got them on the phone right now and on this show, they would say, let's go. They're ready for 8 o'clock tonight and for the draft to get started.
You know, Ryan, last week you said you expect Neil O'Shea, the Blazers, to be, quote, super aggressive. One, do you still feel that way today? And two, what would you classify as super aggressive? It can't just be buying a second round pick and getting yourself a draft pick. Like, how would you define super aggressive if they are successful?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that because I want to be clear. When I say aggressive, I mean more in terms of doing things that help next year's Blazers team, that help the team as they go to training camp and then when the regular season gets started in October. So that's not drafting a 19-year-old kid or trading for a second-round pick. In fact, in a lot of cases, it's the opposite of that, where you put young players and draft picks in play and utilize those assets to try to make a win-now move. So I think that's what they're going to do. And you guys know the reason why better than anybody. It's Damian Lillard and some of the unhappiness and some of the pressure he's putting on the organization. So I don't think it's something where you see the Blazers trade Yusuf Nurkic or Robert Covington or somebody like that for a draft pick and draft a young player. Again, I think they're more likely to do the opposite of that. Use future draft assets, use young players. Maybe tonight when there's a lot of moving parts and the trade machine or the trade season kind of gets kicked off in full swing, maybe they get in the mix to try to help them get a player or multiple players to help next year's Blazers team win more games.
Well, and on that note, Ryan, one of the players that Portland has been connected to that we've talked a lot about is Ben Simmons. That's kind of our championship of the offseason if they're able to get him and kind of reshuffle the roster a little bit and make that move. Well, there's a report that comes out that Daryl Morey in Philly is asking for a James Harden-level return for Ben Simmons. One, is Daryl Morey crazy? And then two, is that just, you know, negotiating through the media? I just, like, he wanted like 4 first-round picks and 3 pick swaps and a young player. That just makes no sense for a guy that can't shoot the basketball right now.
Yeah, I mean, what Daryl Morey's asking for and what's realistic, I think, are very different things. In this case, I mean, the three of us could ask for $20 million for our homes, but that doesn't mean anybody's going to pay it. We're not going to get it, most likely. So, I think it's – I mean, look, you have to think of where we are in the process, right? This is just the start of the NBA's trade season, or the, you know, at least the off-season portion of it. It gets kicked into full gear tonight, and then there'll be a sprint over the next couple weeks as far as not only free agent signings, but a lot of players moving around. So the pressure, really the only pressure in the short term, is trying to make a move for the franchise this off-season before the carousel stops and everybody's set with their roster. I think the deadline for that, guys, or the window for that historically is, you know, about the second week of free agency. So this year on the off-calendar schedule, that's probably around mid-August. If Morey hasn't made a move by mid-August, most of the other teams will be set at that point, and it'll look like Ben Simmons will come back to training camp with the Sixers in late September. So that's what he's doing. He's saying, look, you know, here's the bar. He's going to set a super high bar. I'd be shocked if anybody matches it, guys, or really even comes close to it. So then I think he's going to have to lower his asking price and get more realistic over the next few weeks if he actually is willing to trade Ben Simmons.
Would you expect CJ McCollum to be more traded today or at that same timeline in August?
Well, I think, you know, if it's for Simmons, I think it's that timeline in August. And I think, you know, Neil O'Shea will put an appropriate value on CJ. I don't think he'll trade CJ to make a lateral move. I think it'll have to be what he views as an upgrade. You guys know how I feel about the Blazers. I love their offensive talent, but I think to win at the highest levels, they need to get a lot better defensively, especially alongside Lillard in the backcourt and on the wing. And CJ is the key piece, in my opinion, to facilitating that. But let me put it this way. If a Ben Simmons trade is a possibility in the future, if he's not available now or the cost is astronomical now, then I don't think it hurts O'Shea to be patient and wait. And Philly's price is going to drop, guys, because again, it was reported by Adrian Wojnarowski and some of the best in the business that Daryl Morey wants a James Harden-like return for Ben Simmons. Well, Ben Simmons is not a James Harden-like player. That's the problem with that. James Harden has been the MVP and been the best player on a team that won 65 games and was leading the Mighty Warriors in the Western Conference Finals a few years ago, and will go down as one of the great scorers in NBA history. So I understand what Morey wants, but what is realistic is a lot less than that. And so that's where if McCollum plus maybe draft pick, something like that, is not realistic for Philly today, as reality sets in over the next couple weeks, maybe that is something they consider down the road.
Is CJ still the best player, you think, from all the information maybe you've gathered behind the scenes and what we've know of publicly? Do you think CJ is still the best asset Morey could probably get back, assuming Dame does not demand a trade? Is CJ the best you think Philly does player-wise?
I think he probably is, because it looks like Bradley Beal's not available. It looks like Washington is going to hang on to Russell Westbrook again. Then when you get beyond those guys, you know, who else, I don't know who else is available. A lot of stars have moved over the last couple years. Brooklyn's big three looks set in their home. Boston, you know, with the regime change, Brad Stevens moving upstairs and replacing Danny Ainge. I think they want to give Ime Udoka a chance to coach Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So as I look around the league, I'm not sure as far as the trade market, who the next star is to get traded. The objectively, people looking at it from afar say, well, the biggest names who may be available over the next year or so are the guy in your backyard, Damian Lillard, and then Bradley Beal in Washington. But those guys aren't available today from everything I'm hearing. So that puts, you know, I think more of an onus and more emphasis on CJ. That actually helps the Blazers value in CJ. And then as Daryl Morey looks around the league, if Ben Simmons is the most talented player available and CJ is the second most, I think CJ would actually be a really good fit playing alongside Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris in Philly. Maybe those conversations become more realistic as we go on in time, because this is not a star-studded free agency. It's definitely not a star-studded trade market, at least at this point in the offseason calendar.
Yeah, we're talking with our Odyssey NBA insider, Ryan McDonough, on Twitter at McDNBA. He's a former front office executive for the Boston Celtics and the Phoenix Suns. And I want to get to some of your draft nights here in a moment, but one trade scenario that was thrown out, and it was reported by a local media member here in Portland. I'm just curious your thoughts. There was a report that Portland had been offered a top four pick in tonight's NBA draft for CJ McCollum. Now, I know the financials got to make sense and all that, and that's an aspect of trades that us idiots usually don't think about. But running that scenario by you, you get called and say, hey, you got a chance to get a guy like Suggs, or you get a chance to get a guy like Jalen Green or Scotty Barnes, some of these guys, Evan Mobley maybe, depending on who the team is. Is that something that would interest you, either to build up with that young player alongside Dame, or maybe try and flip that pick or that player for something else?
And here's why the job is so hard, guys, because objectively, Neil O'Shea and the Blazers should do that. If that's on the table, you get a talented young player. I think the top four guys in this year's draft, Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, Evan Mobley, and Jalen Suggs, I personally have them ranked in that order. I think they all have a chance to be NBA All-Stars. And so they're guys you can build your franchise around. However, if you're O'Shea and you make that move, as you mentioned, there have to be other pieces involved, especially coming back because of CJ's salary. But if you make that move, that almost ensures that Damian Lillard, arguably the best player in franchise history, is going to leave and going to ask for a trade. So you have to launch into a full-blown rebuild. So it's objectively, for me, that's an easy decision. You should make the trade in terms of the asset value. But will they? I would doubt it. The challenge I have, guys, with that rumor is, if I look at the top four, I think there's only one team who would do that, and that's Toronto. If they want to not go through a full-blown rebuild, if they want to expedite their timeline. Mm-hmm. As I look at Detroit, Houston, and Cleveland, respectfully, frankly, they're so far away from contending that CJ McCollum doesn't even help them, I don't think, make the playoffs next year. So if I look at it, I think it is the fourth pick, if that rumor is legitimate. It is the Toronto Raptors. And then, again, that's a discussion. That's a conversation that O'Shea and his group will have. But if they do that, they would then have to be willing to trade Damian Lillard, push the reset button, and go through a full-blown rebuild. Yeah.
Did you call in the Ayton pick quick? Because with those first picks, sometimes we're like, what are we waiting for? The Jags knew they were taking Trevor Lawrence. I want to know as quickly as possible. I know you got a hit to get to. Did you do any second guessing? How quick did you pick up that phone to call it in and be like, we're taking DeAndre versus, hey, we're going to take Luka or we're taking Trae Young or whoever? How quick did you make that phone call?
Yeah, so the nice thing about number one is everybody knows where you're picking, and the offers can come in before the draft, right? Because a lot of it during the draft is people want to say, well, we're going to wait and do it on the clock on draft night to see who's available there. Well, at number one, everybody's available. So what we did, guys, and the way it works to take your listeners inside the process is the league will call you on a conference call and say, Phoenix, you're on the clock. You have 5 minutes, and then they'll give you a countdown about every minute. So we waited probably till about 3 minutes past to see if the phone rang. There's always a chance that somebody calls and blows you away with a superstar. That didn't happen in our case. We had some offers, but nothing that rose to the level. So we called in the pick. But no, that's the reason you don't call it in. And just one final tidbit for your listeners to know tonight, even if you call in the pick right away as soon as you're on the clock, the league waits to announce the picks for 5 minutes. From a team perspective, that's a good thing because that gives you more time to reassess your board and then make potential trades. As an executive, you don't want the draft to go too quickly, and they also don't want it to go too quickly for TV. So that's why each pick will be approximately 5 minutes apart when you're watching the draft on ESPN tonight.
Yeah, great stuff as always. Odyssey NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life is busy, so come to Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make. Give him a follow on Twitter, at McDNBA. He's a former front office executive for the Celtics and the Suns. We've appreciated these conversations, man. Really enjoyed them. Enjoy the draft tonight, and hopefully we can catch up again here soon.
Anytime, guys. Always great to be on with you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.